The Legacy of Elizabeth Pringle by Kirsty Wark, read by Sally Armstrong.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
There you stood at the edge of your feather, expecting to fly. While I laughed, I wondered whether I could wave goodbye, knowing that you'd gone. Neil Young, Expecting to Fly. Elizabeth. Home Lee, 20 Shore Road, Lamlash, Isle of Arran. 1st of January, 2006. Dear Mrs. Morrison, a long time ago, almost 34 years past, you wrote to me requesting that I contact you should I ever wish to leave my home. I knew then that I would never live anywhere else, and so there was no point in my replying to you. I have lived in this house since I was 8 years old, but I am what people these days describe as ancient and somewhat frail. And though I have managed perfectly well on my own until now, I know I am not long for this world. I have told my doctor I will move to a small nursing home, as I realise it will be less trouble for him, and I have finally locked up the house. My family, such as it was, is long dead. There is no one alive but me. I recall very clearly the summer that you put the letter through my door. I was sewing in the cool shade of the dining room when I heard the letterbox clatter. I was so startled I put my needle into my finger.